Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Alonzo Gonzalez of Lansing Lugnuts. Alonzo, first things first. Last year, how did you learn that the Blue Jays had drafted you?
Well, I was talking to my area scout, Kevin Fox, and he was in contact with me on day two of the draft, saying that the Blue Jays were either going to take me that day or sometime early in the morning on the third day. And I actually got woken up by him on, I believe it was Sunday morning around 8 o'clock. And he told me that my name was going to be called. And right as I logged in on the computer, I heard my name and my phone went off at that point.
How was it in the days leading up toward the draft?
Leading up towards the draft, to be honest, I was a little nervous going out there because I knew I was going to be throwing in front of the brass for the teams I worked out with. So I knew a lot was going to be riding on it. But once I got out there on the mound and I started throwing my warm-up pitches, I really just calmed down and it all just went back to just me throwing to the glove and hitting my spots and throwing strikes and, you know, staying within my delivery. So, I mean, like with that said, all the pre-draft workouts that I went to went pretty well.
What do teams want to see from a pitcher in one of those workouts?
Oh, in those workouts, the most important thing is they want to see fastball command. They want to see work fastball in and out. I guess now in the time of the radar gun, the harder you throw, the better. The more people are going to look at you. But I would say the second thing would probably be off-speed command. Most importantly, I would think a changeup is probably the most important thing that they want to see, because the curveball, you can develop that. A changeup is more like a feel pitch, and I feel like that's the hardest pitch to really learn how to throw. So fastball command, mound presence as well. They want to see how you do in front of not in front of a large group of crowd, but the importance of the crowd, and they want to see what it's like when you're going out there and you're throwing against live hitters to possibly, you know, get your draft stock up.
What makes you effective as a pitcher?
For me, honestly, it's locating my fastball inside and out, throwing my sinker not only for swing and miss pitches, but also throwing it early in the count for strikes, and then also establishing my changeup. And I'd say around the second time through the order, after I've showed the team hopefully enough fastball and changeups, I start incorporating my slider, so they don't just start sitting on the changeup. And I mean, that's what really has helped me so far become of an effective pitcher.
About the changeup, you mentioned how tough that is, and I've spoken with a lot of pitchers who they just need to find a grip for that changeup, trying to figure out how they should hold the ball and then release it. How did you discover yours?
To be honest, I picked it up in rookie ball last year with my pitching coach, Dave Williams. He's a lefty pitcher too, pitched with the Pirates and the Mets. But he showed me the grip and just told me to throw it for a strike and invite contact. And I actually picked it up really quick within a couple weeks of him initially showing me the grip. And once I started really getting confidence for it, I started just not thinking about it and throwing it. And that's when I really started to see it, I guess, dancing and diving off of the plate and creating bad swings, you know?
Speaking with Lugnuts pitcher Alonzo Gonzalez. All right, so you've been drafted by the Blue Jays. What's the timeline? When do you make your pro debut?
I mean, honestly, that's not up to me. That's up to Alex and Tony and all the...
I mean, professional debut in terms of when did you get into the Blue Jays system, start pitching in the minor leagues? No pressure.
I got drafted, and it was about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks tops, before I got in. So I would say sometime in the middle of June, I had to wait. My agent was actually in China at the time, so the time difference and trying to get him at a good hour to speak and trying to get people back here in the States to talk at a good time.
It's been tough.
Yeah, it was tough because I felt like for the most part I was kind of the agent. He would send me emails and stuff in the middle of the night because of like the 12-hour time differences over there. So I'd have to like relay that back to Kevin, and I'm sure Kevin had to relay that back to his boss and so on and so forth. So, I mean, it was kind of a spread out process. I wanted to get it going as soon as possible. This has been my dream since I was a kid. So I wanted to get in the system and start working with pitching coaches really soon and getting acclimated with not only the time change, but just everything that pro ball brings.
So now the transition, you going from college ball into professional ball, is that tough?
It's not tough in the sense of actually going out there and pitching, because I mean, no matter what level I feel you go to, you got to throw strikes, you got to hit your spots, you got to get outs. The toughest part for me was mentally adjusting to waking up in the morning, doing a workout before the game, and then actually going out there and pitching in a game. And then also now, and from what I learned in Bluefield, the traveling. I know after this we got to get on an 8-hour bus ride to
it gets Bowling better
in Kentucky. Yeah, I mean, that's what I've heard, so kind of waiting for that. But it's more of a mental thing, just getting yourself ready to be tired pitching when you're not feeling the best, but still going out there and giving your team the best chance to win.
Statistically, it looked like there was a light bulb moment, that there was an adjustment you made or something, because when you went from the GCL to Bluefield in Appalachian League, with Bluefield, 2 starts, 6 shutout innings in each one. Now here with Lansing, 1st start, 6 shutout innings. Was there a change?
To be honest, the biggest change with that was really learning my game and knowing my skills and what works for me. At the beginning, being in the GCL, it was more or less getting my mechanics down, going out there and working on certain things. But as I started pitching, I started learning who I was as a pitcher and what was going to be effective for me, and what was going to what my bullpens were going to translate into the game. And I mean, I really started feeling like I was hitting my stride. I wasn't going out there thinking about what I wanted to do. It was just, all right, there's the target. Like, I'm going to stay within my delivery, and I'm going to deliver the pitch right where I want it. And, I mean, it worked out.
How was your winter?
Winter was actually cold. I'm from California, so it was different getting back there. It's normally a nice 70 to 75, but, I mean, it was a lot colder than I had anticipated. It rained a lot more than I had thought, but I mean, it was good. I got to work out with I actually worked out with Christian this off season. Yeah. And going out there and working with a bunch of minor league guys and a few pro guys out there, it was cool. I mean, I love the experience. I'm able to sit there and talk chop with the hitters and, you know, hear what not their weaknesses are per se, because I might be pitching against
their
them.
Perspective.
Yeah, but you know, like what makes them uncomfortable in the box, and then also working with other pitchers and seeing like what works with them, and you know, how they hold certain pitches or what they do in certain counts. So I mean, aside from getting physically stronger, I feel like I got mentally stronger and mentally smarter.
What was your first spring training like?
Oh man, it was a blast. I mean, I pitched really well this spring training. I had a lot of success. I didn't put any pressure on myself. I kind of just tried to carry over how the regular season last year ended, and how I pitched in instructs, and I kind of just carried that over into this spring training. I wasn't trying to do too much. I just wanted to go out there, show them that, you know, number one, I did work out and I did work on things, and two, throw strikes and just get outs.
And finally, what do you love about baseball?
I love it all. I love coming to these different places. I never thought in a million years I'd ever be in Lake County, Ohio. I never thought I'd ever travel to Bowling Green, Kentucky. Being in West Virginia, playing with dudes from all over, not only the country, but all over the world, playing with Venezuelans, with Dominicans, Puerto Ricans, Mexicans. Like, honestly, I love it all. The experience is great. I mean, it's second to none. For somebody on the outside looking in, it looks very glorious, and I mean, it is to an extent, but at the same time, it's a grind. But with the grind, when you go out there and you do succeed, it makes it all worth it. So, I mean, I love it. I couldn't imagine doing anything else right now.
Alonso, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.